The Voyager Golden Record. In 1977, scientists built two spacecraft called Voyager 1 and Voyager 2. They were going to fly past Jupiter and Saturn, using the planet's gravity like a slingshot to go faster and faster. Then they'd keep going, out into the space between stars, forever. And someone asked a wonderful question. What if, millions of years from now, someone finds these spacecraft? What should we tell them about Earth? So they made two golden records. Not the kind you play music on now, but flat golden discs with tiny grooves cut into them. A needle traces the grooves and turns them back into sound. They put the sounds of Earth on the records: thunder and wind and ocean waves, a baby crying, whale songs, people saying hello in 55 different languages. They put music from all over the world. And they put 116 pictures encoded as signals that aliens might figure out how to decode. Pictures of humans, and animals, and houses, and the planets in our solar system. Right now, Voyager 1 is more than 15 billion miles away, the farthest any human-made object has ever traveled. That's so far that when it sends a radio signal back to Earth, the signal takes almost a whole day to arrive, even traveling at the speed of light. The spacecraft is older than your dad. Its computers are weaker than a calculator, but it's still out there, still sending data home. And those golden records will drift between the stars for a billion years, carrying the sounds of thunder and whales and a baby crying through the dark. We couldn't send ourselves to the stars yet, so we sent a message instead.